It's opening day at Fenway, and a thrill is in the air. The Sox are back in town, and there's a hum in Kenmore Square. The long, cold winter's over now. The snows have gone away. The sun is getting closer, and it's warmer day by day. Emerging from our overcoats like moths from our cocoons, we spread our wings and point our hearts toward April's, May's, and June's, when the season's full of promise and the field is full of dreams, and the old ball yard on Yawkey Way is bursting at the seams. It's opening day at Fenway, and the fans are streaming in from Southie, Newton, Roxbury, from Everett and Lynn. The ushers in their bright red coats are dusting off the chairs. The boys are selling popcorn, yelling up and down the stairs. It's opening day at Fenway, and by some peculiar quirk, some 30,000 people have the same day off from work. 10,000 aunts are sacrificed on the altar of opening day. Their funeral processions all wind up on Yawkey Way. The seats are filling up now. The opening pitch is near. The bleacher bums get settled with their paper cups of beer. For some fans, it's their first game. For others, it's their last. But all are here, united with the glory of the past. They gaze upon the green expanse where heroes played the game. Williams, Yaz, and Clemens, and more of lesser fame. Down the years, the Fenway fans have seen the very best. Jolton Joe and Mantle, the Bambino, and the rest. It's opening day at Fenway, and the pitcher's on the mound, and a patch of earth in Boston once again is sacred ground. The heroes of tomorrow and the ghosts of yesterday line up along the foul lines as the anthem starts to play. Now the rabble in the bleacher seats takes up the ancient call. It's echoed in the grandstands and it rattles off the wall. Play ball, the 30,000 cry, and let the game begin. It's opening day at Fenway, and the Sox are gonna win.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying,
enable ROR Boston.
Then say,
open ROR.
Or WROR.com.